Using take lanes conceptually in audio editing, intermediate workflow for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Today we're taking something a lot of people file under vocal comping and flipping it into a drum and bass superpower. Take lanes, as decision lanes, because in DNB, you're constantly making tiny edits that have huge consequences. One ghost note moved a few milliseconds, and suddenly the whole groove feels either expensive and rolling or kinda tripping over itself. And if you do all those experiments directly on your main timeline, you either destroy your original idea, or you end up with a session full of cuts you're scared to touch. So here's the mindset for this lesson. Take lanes aren't backups, they're branches. Each lane should answer a specific question. Is the pocket tighter? Is the shuffle more alive? Is the break meaner? If you can't name the lane's purpose in 3 to 5 words, it's probably not a useful lane. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop section, where your break has multiple versions. You comp the best moments into one final performance. You keep alternate fills ready to go. And you'll also use the same idea for bass resampling, which is huge in modern drum and bass. All right, let's set up. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly. 172 to 175. I'll start at 174 BPM. Set your grid to 1/16th. And just know that you'll jump to 1/32nd when you're doing micro edits and tight fills. Warp settings matter here. For breaks, beats mode is usually your friend because it keeps transients clean. For tonal, sustained bass resamples, Complex or Complex Pro often behaves better. We'll use both later. One more workflow move that saves you: make a drums group and a bass group early. Take lanes can get visually busy, and grouping keeps your brain from melting when you come back to the project 2 days later. Now, load a break onto an audio track and name it Break Main. Use an Amen, Think, Something Only, or your own loop. In clip view, set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be set to transients. Then adjust the envelope amount. Somewhere around 40 to 70 is a good starting zone. Higher envelope generally means tighter transients and less tail, which is often what we want for a modern roller. Now consolidate a clean phrase. Select 8 bars, or 16 if you want a longer drop, and consolidate with Command or Control J. This gives you one stable chunk to clone into variations. Here's where take lane thinking begins. Go to Arrangement View. Right-click the track header for Break Main and choose Show Take Lanes. Conceptually, you're building parallel timelines of options. I want you to label these in your head like this. Lane A, tight modern roller. Lane B, jungle shuffle or character. Lane C, heavy ghost hits, more aggression. And then a fill lane, which is basically your sandbox for end-of-phrase madness. And quick coach note, standardize your anchor points before you get creative. Pick 2 to 4 hits that must land no matter what. Usually kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and maybe one signature ghost note you love. If those anchors stay consistent across lanes, your A and B comparisons are fair. Otherwise, you're not comparing pocket, you're comparing the whole beat changed, and decisions get muddy. Also, use color and naming like a mini versioning system. A tight in blue, B shuffle in green, C aggro in red, fill 1 in purple. It sounds boring, but it's the difference between fast decisions and what am I listening to. Later, let's build lane A, tight modern roller. Duplicate your consolidated clip into a take lane. You can option drag or alt drag it down, or just copy and paste. Now this lane's job is punch and urgency. On the track, at a gate. We're not trying to make it sound like a gated reverb snare from the 80s. We're trying to tighten tails so the break doesn't smear into the bass. Set threshold until you hear the tails pull in. Often somewhere around -20 to -10 dB works, but use your ears. Keep the attack super fast, like 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds, and release maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds so it closes quickly, but not clicky. Then add drum bus. Drive anywhere from 5 to 20% depending on how raw your break is. Boom is usually low or off for breaks in DNB, unless you deliberately want some low mid thickness. And bring up transients, maybe +5 to +20, to get that front edge that reads well in a loud mix. Now do the DNB micro editing. Split a few ghost hits with Command or Control E, and nudge them slightly early or late. Turn the grid off for this. You're doing groove science, not gridded worship. Keep kick and snare anchors locked, and only nudge hats and ghosts. That alone can make the break feel like it's pulling you forward. If a snare transient is weak, steal a better snare slice from elsewhere in the break and paste it in. You're not cheating. This is literally how classic edits were built, just faster. Lena should feel clean and supportive. It should be the version that you could loop for 32 bars and it still feels stable. Now lane B, Jungle shuffle, more character. Duplicate again into a new lane. This lane's job is movement and vibe. Go to groove pool and try a swing groove. MPC 16 swing style works great. Start around 10 to 25%. And here's the discipline. Keep your kick and snare anchor stable. If the groove makes your snare slide off the grid in a way that kills the drop, pull it back or reduce the amount. You want shuffle around the anchors, not anchor drift. For texture, add reduc subtly. Downsample just a little, like 1.5 to 4. Bit reduction mild. 10 to 14 bits is a range where it can add edge without turning into pure noise. Then EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 50 Hz, because breaks don't need sub rumble fighting your bass. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6 kHz. This is your old school rinse option. It might feel slightly looser, slightly grimier, and it can make your drop feel like it has history. Now lane C. Heavier ghost hits, aggression. Duplicate again into a new lane. This lane's job is pressure. Add saturator. Analog clip or soft sign both work. Choose whichever feels better with your break. Drive it 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then add compression. Glue compressor is great here. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients still punch. Release on auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not trying to flatten it into a pancake. You're trying to make the break feel like it's leaning forward, like it's in a club system. Now edit for momentum. Find a ghost note segment that makes you do the involuntary head nod, and repeat it once. Duplicate a tiny slice, a 16th to an 8th. If the low tails start muddying your bass, cut tails between hits and add short fades. Fades are your best friend. They prevent clicks and they keep edits sounding intentional. Now, before we comp, a really important workflow principle. Build micro comps, then macro comps. Don't jump straight to a full 16-bar Frankenstein. First, make a 2-bar best of loop, then expand it to 4 bars, then 8, then 16. Your ears fatigue less, and you make fewer random changes just because you've been listening too long. So let's comp the best moments into one final performance. Decide your structure. A classic D&B energy map is bars 1 to 4, establish the main groove, readable and stable. Bars 5 to 8, add variation, shuffle, character. Bars 9 to 12, push energy, bring in a heavier lane. Bars 13 to 16, fill and impact, do something memorable. To comp, you'll audition lanes. Solo a lane, listen at phrase boundaries. And here's a pro comping habit. Audit your transitions with a loop brace over the join. Loop one bar before and one bar after your edit seam. If it hiccups, fix it now, not later. Usually the fix is tiny, a fade, a tail cut, a micro nudge. When you find a section you like, copy that region and paste it into the lane you're committing as the main performance. You can treat one lane as your comp lane, basically the lane that becomes the final, and do a quick sanity check. Loudness lies. If one lane is even 2 dB louder, you'll prefer it even if it's worse. Keep your monitoring chain locked, and if needed, use utility to trim gain per lane or per clip, so you're actually comparing groove and tone, not volume. Once the comp feels good across the whole 16 bars, consolidate it. Command or Control J. Rename it Break Comp Final, and keep the other take lanes, muted but present, until you're nearly done mixing the track, because later, when your bass is in and your mid-range is crowded, you might realize the shuffle lane works better in bars 9 to 12, because it has fewer mid-range ghosts. That's lane-based decision-making as arrangement and mix tool, not just editing. Now let's use take lanes for bass resampling, because this is where the concept gets seriously powerful in D&B. Create a new audio track named Bass Resample. Route your bass group into it. On the bass group, set audio to the bass resample. On bass resample, set monitor to in and arm it. Now you're going to print multiple versions and each print becomes an option lane. Think of these as tone rolls, not just more distortion. Print a clean version, sub-safe, mono-friendly, maybe EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove useless rumble, light saturator with soft clip on and minimal movement. Print a mid version, mid-forward aggression, 500 Hz to 2k Hz more present. Add something like amp on rock or heavy, subtle then EQ to shape the mids, maybe auto-filter for envelope movement. Print a brutal version, pedal, heavy saturation, limiting just to catch peaks. And when I say limiter, I mean catch peaks while printing, not smash it into oblivion unless that's the aesthetic. In which case, commit and own it. Each printed audio pass goes into its own lane. Now you can comp bass like a performance. clean sub-phrase plus nasty mid-phrase, alternating every 4 bars, while the musical phrase stays the same. That's one of the cleanest ways to create progression without rewriting the bass line. Next, take Ling thinking for arrangement dynamics. Use Lings to hold alternate fills and switch-ups. One Ling for a snare rush, maybe 1/16th to 1/32nd notes. One Ling for stop-start with a reverb tail. One Ling for no hat so the bass can feature for a moment. And a classic DN beat arrangement trick. Every 8 bars, change one thing. Not 5 things. One thing. Hat pattern. Ghost notes. Snare flam. Break layer level. Lanes let you try those options quickly and reverse them instantly. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. First, editing without phrase context. A break can sound insane for 1 bar and ruin the 16-bar flow. Always audition across 4 to 8 bars. Second, too many almost identical lanes. If 2 lanes differ by 2%, delete one or commit. Make lanes meaningfully different. Third, warp artifacts from wrong warp mode. Breaks generally behave best in beats mode. Complex can smear transients and soften the identity. Fourth, overprocessing while comping. Comp first, then mix. If every lane has wildly different processing, you'll chase your tail. Fifth, not consolidating the final comp. If you leave hundreds of micro cuts, later timing tweaks and mixing get messy fast. Now a few darker, heavier pro tips. Try a parallel dirt version of your final break. Duplicate it to a new track or lane. Crush it with drum bus drive around 20 to 40%. Heavier saturator. Then EQ it like a band pass focused around 200 Hz to 6K Hz. Blend it under the clean break. It adds shadow energy without destroying clarity. For controlled ambience, put hybrid reverb on ascend. Short, dark room. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High cut around 4 to 7kHz. Send snare bits or fills only. Moody, not washy. This audio version is shortened for playback.